Poultry farmers in the country have asked the government to honor its pledge of 50 million Ghana cedis to the industry to enhance expansion and growth. The managing director of AgriCare, William Ewuku Ahiadoma, who delivered a research paper from the feed millers' perspectives, said the processing sector of the poultry industry will generate 250,000 jobs, while corporate tax will give the state 50 million Ghana cedis every year. He has therefore expressed optimism that government will not lose. Speaking to Radio Ghana after a stakeholders' meeting in Accra, Mr. Ewuku Ahiadoma said the prospects of investing in the poultry industry is bright.
We all know, and it's a national fact, that poultry production has gone down. An industry that was growing at 300% between 1962 and 1972 now is on a declining course. The irony of the issue is that poultry consumption has increased because Ghana is becoming a middle-income country. That means that there's more money in the hands of people and they will eat more protein. And poultry is one of the cleanest protein you can eat. After several stakeholder meetings, our conclusions are that the state must partner the local producer to do this in a form of a loan that will be soft loan with extremely low interest. And the best way to go is for the government to give to the industry stakeholders 50 million Ghana cedis every year for 5 years. We expect that private sector people will also meet government's position with another 50 million Ghana cedis every year for 5 years. The result is that poultry production will rise and 330,000 jobs will be created. And the benefit to government is that apart from jobs that are created, a year tax from the created jobs will be at least 496 million Ghana cedis a year. And the direct corporate tax from the company that will be making profit out of this business will also be about 50 million Ghana cedis a year. And our youth would have found jobs to do, and then we would have cut down the huge dollar bill that we pay on poultry imports. That probably will stabilize our balance of payment position with the countries that we deal with in poultry. The total bottom line is that there will be growth in that industry, and after 5 years, the industry will be able to sustain itself without the state involvement.
You cataloged the quantity of jobs that the industry will create if government should honor its pledge. Can you remind us of that?
You have to start from full production of poultry, and that will give you about 239,000 jobs. Then you go to maize production, which would feed the poultry industry.
He also explained the gains to be derived from investment in grains and soybeans production as ingredients in the feed mill processing industry.
The activities around the processing plants alone will bring 95,000 jobs. And then the haulage company that will be hauling finished poultry, feeds, and other things across the country could raise up to 25,000 because there will be loading, offloading at cold stores, feeds loaded and offloaded, maize, soybean, and other ingredients loaded and offloaded across the country. And that will also create that 25,000 jobs. So in total, we can be creating at least 330,000 jobs. And if you have 330,000 new jobs created, the payee tax will be 496,000 using the industry benchmarks that we currently have. And then we also agree generally that corporate tax, which is about 25% of the corporate net profit, will also total about 50,000 Ghana cedis annually. In that case, the government will not be a loser. The government will rather be gaining from interfering in the system or supporting the system with a meager amount of 50 million Ghana cedis each year. If you put in 50 million Ghana cedis and you're able to raise tax revenue of 50 million from corporate tax, and you are also able to raise 496 million from payee tax, then government is not a loser at all.
Payee tax means what?
Pay as you earn. Pay as you earn is the kind of tax all employees, including yourself, if you are working for the state, will have to pay. And I use the case of my own company, AgriCare, with 45 workers. Pay as you earn tax was 5,651 Ghana cedis a month. And the similar skills that you have in a feed mill are the skills that you find within the poultry industry, whether on the farm, the hatcheries, slaughterhouses. That is the same type of skill. That means that with the same skill, with possibly the same level of earnings, then you can expect that you would make 496 million Ghana cedis annually for the state from corporate tax alone if you engage 330,000 new workers. I give you the breakdown of job creation. For people to produce 144,000 metric tons of maize to feed 60 million broilers, you need 28,800 households. And each household would be made up of 5 people. Then soybean production, for you to get 57,600 metric tons, you will be creating 57,600 jobs just from soybean production alone. The maize, for 144,000 metric tons, you actually will provide 144,000 jobs for 28,800 households. Then direct poultry production. For you to produce 16 million broilers in a year, you will create 12,000 direct jobs on the farm. The feed mill that will provide this feed, you would have provided jobs for 1,080 workers.